people. Your boy's back in the building. Had a little week off last week, but we're back to make things happen. So we're Cool McCain. Always I am joined by the other half of this monarchy, the Playmaker. What's going on, Playmaker?
So WWE, TNA, and AEW all want to do an event this weekend.
So, you know, a lot happened last week, but hey, we got to get to these previews, pay-per-view slash premium live events. So, Playmaker, you know what we hitting for from the beginning. What we got going on with NXT?
Well, we're getting ready for the Great American Bash. That would be Sunday, June 28th. And it will be on the CW. You don't got to go to no streaming platform. You don't got to go figure out where you got to go. Turn on your TV. Hit CW. And there's the Great American Bash. Smart move, NXT. Broadcast television. Showing a premium live event.
Well, see, that's a good thing about changing the name from pay-per-view to premium live event. You can do them on ESPN. You can do them on CW because they're not pay-per-views.
So, what are the matches that you get to see on Sunday? Well, you'll get to see Saquon look to get payback against Deion Lennox. Well, Saquon, he's been doing a lot of hit and runs. Now you don't have to worry about hit and run no more. It is Saquon and Deion squared off in the middle of the ring. Cool.
Saquon has been very cerebral about what he's done. He ain't got no backup. Deion Lennox by itself is one-on-one. That's a smart move. That's a very smart move. I think Saquon, I like told y'all he the only wrestler out of the group.
We're going to find out.
Them boys want wrestlers. He didn't want to help them boys become wrestlers. That's what he said. That's what he said. So we're going to find out how true that is.
Yeah, we're going to find
out. And it's going to be fun to see.
We have one of three championship matches on Sunday, sir. By the way, the start time is 7 p.m. Eastern time. That'll be 4 p.m. Pacific time if you're looking for the time. One of three championship matches. The North American Championship. Miles Bourne defending against a good old friend of his, Tavion Heights. Now, before my co-host goes, how did Tavion Heights get this? So let's go back to last week on NXT where it was Tavion Heights taking on Jackson Drake of the Vanity Project. And with some help from the North American champion himself, Miles Bourne, Tavion Heights was able to pick up the victory and earn a title match. So Cool McCain, North American titles on the line. Between friends.
Tavion Heights had a heck of a match. And the help to win was definitely cool. But what I will say is, most often when you help somebody else win the match, you the champ, you get taken down. I think we're going to see that happen. I think we're going to see Tavion Heights become the new North American champion.
Mr. McCain says we have a title change of hands on broadcast television Sunday.
Something got to happen on broadcast television.
All right, I'm going to pause right there. We are halfway through. We only got two more matches to preview. Mr. McCain, I got to come to you about this one because I know how you feel about your girl. Miss Parker. Took another L this time to Natalya.
Not a bad L. I mean, I know everybody wants Miss Parker to just win every match. She is a very attractive woman. She rocking with Jey Uso. But you got to go through, I keep saying to people, you got to go through the struggles when you're certain people. And obviously, Miss Parker is one of those people. She won't have to go through the struggles. Then when she started winning, everything going to be love for her. I think they're actually doing the right thing with Miss Parker because she's getting more TV time. She's getting more match seasoning. You're seeing her more. She's in the forefront of your mind now. That's step one. For somebody who would have a match and then you wouldn't see him for a month, they might have a match, you don't see him for 2 months. She's being featured most weeks, if not all. That's what you want to start elevating someone. So it ain't what we want as fast as we want it, but it makes sense from a storyline perspective.
All right. To the Women's Speed Championship tournament. On one side, Easy Dane defeated Thean Haley to advance, and then Ariana Grace defeated Layla Diggs to advance. So it would be Grace versus Dane, and the winner would be seeing Wayne St. Clair for the Speed Championship at some point. So either birthright or the color.
The birthright's a joke anyway. So let's just give them Speed Championship, the men's and the women's. That's where they belong.
All right. He says, Grace, go win the Speed title from Warren St. Clair so both dumb titles can be in the same group.
Yes. So we can see how much you suck even more.
All right, let's get back to the Great American Bash. On the women, staying with the women's side, the NXT Women's Championship will be on the line when Kendall Gray challenges Lola Vice Cooper Kay.
I gotta be honest, I like Lola Vice in that one. Kendall Gray is interesting, but I like Lola Vice in that one. Definitely,
I love Lola Vice. I love Lola Vice.
Well, I love advice.
Something tells me I have a sneaking suspicion that Lola Vice is going to retain, but she's going to retain the way that she doesn't want to retain. That's one aspect of it. The other aspect is this is going to move down to a triple threat match at some point when Kalani Jordan gets involved.
Miss Kalani Cupcakes is definitely going to get herself involved because she can't help it.
So I can see this going one or two ways. And by the way, Kendall Gray and Lola Vice, they won their tag team match over Kalani Jordan and the new women's North American champion, Zaria. Can we stop putting Zaria in tag team matches? I really, that's one of Zaria to just run through the roster at this point in time right now.
Zaria is not going to run through the roster because she's the North American champion. She's going to beat most people, but she's going to catch some L's when she's facing a world champion or the top-tier women because they haven't elevated her there yet. They don't care that she's a monster. She should be destroying people. Storyline-wise, they don't care. That's a problem, but they don't care.
Just a small bit of my issue with the WWE right about now.
The thing is, it's not even right about now. That's what they do. That's what they've been doing.
But at least she is a singles champion for once. So I guess we can start there. And then your main event on Sunday for the Great American Bash is the NXT Championship with Tony D'Angelo defending it against Mr. Evil. I'm calling him Evil because he used it on NXT last week.
That's actually his name. Well, I think the fact that his name is the villain from Inuyasha is great. If you know, you know.
This one is probably the most tricky one for me because he just got over.
Hey. He only wins if he somehow has his cohorts there to assist him. Without them, he's not going to win.
I didn't know he had cohorts.
Oh, he did. I mean, Tony D'Angelo said he had people with him.
Well, we haven't seen him since he's debuted in NXT, so that would be
interesting twist. They come, he wins. If they don't, he doesn't.
I might say y'all might have to flip a coin on this one.
It's too soon. Really, it's too soon for D'Angelo to lose the belt. But if there's outside reasons that he don't have no backup, then that's acceptable. Even if you suspend reality.
I'm going with evil. I'm going with evil.
So you just ain't gonna call him his name no more? You're just gonna call him evil?
He said it he said it last week. I'm going by what he said. Well, those of you don't know, Nakua. I'm calling him evil. I do want to do some research to figure out why they call him evil in New Japan, by the way. I do want to do that.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, in the hopes of keeping things moving, I'm going to hit the comments we have real quick, and then we are going to slide right on over into some total nonstop action called Slammiversary is this weekend, too. Jeez. It's at 3 p.m. on Sunday. So WWE's two farm systems are both having their events on Sunday. Yolanda Williams is in the building. She says hi. Well, she says, hey, Yolanda.
Hi, sister.
We appreciate it. All right. So let's get this total nonstop action Slammiversary popping. Slammiversary, June 28th, Sunday. This is it's 4 p.m. Eastern. My bad, y'all. So 4 p.m. Eastern on Sunday.
Boston, Massachusetts.
At the R Games Arena. All right, so we're going to start Ultimate X. We have Fabian Aichner, the Elegance Dude. Amazing Red is making his return. For those who don't know, Amazing Red was an amazing performer in the X Division back in the day. So he's, you know, making an appearance here in TNA to join Ultimate X. Leon Slater, Casey Navarro, Frankie Kazarian are all facing the champ, Cedric Alexander, in Ultimate X. So basically, Ultimate X, they make an X across the top of the ring. They build a structure. It's not a cage. It's like a structure you can climb across. And the first person to pull down the X is going to be the X Division champion. They've done it two ways. They've done it that way, and then they've done it where you have to actually pull in a championship. So it'll be one of those two. Truthfully, it just depends on the people who's doing it. These 7-8-person matches are harder to call. So let's give ourselves two chances to win, because hard to pick 1 out of 7. 2 out of 7 should be a little bit better. I'm going to go with either Cedric Alexander retaining or Amazing Red winning it in his return to TNA.
First and foremost, can we get Mr. Elegance up out of here? Why is he even in this match?
They needed somebody to take the pin.
Get your non-wrestling behind up out of here. That leaves me with 6. All right. Case Navarro, I don't like his chances. Fabian Aichner, don't know much about him. You want to fill me in, sir?
Who?
Fabian Aichner.
Fabian Aichner is your boy from Imperium. The other dude from Imperium.
I'm not used to his name change.
Yeah.
You just got there. You might have a chance.
He's Amazing already won Red. His first match. He's already won his first match, so this ain't his first match.
Amazing Red. Let's see. Freaking Kazarian. Ain't you supposed to be going after the world title?
He was, but he was unsuccessful.
Leon Slater, the former champion. And then there is the current champion. Give me the current champion. And if I have to pick somebody else, give me the former champion.
All right. So Playmaker basically made the worst decision ever for a second person. Because in TNA, once you lose the belt, you never get it right back. But hey, that was his choice. So moving forward, Slammiversary. And I just want to make notation. Slammiversary. We're seeing a lot of championships be defended. We're gonna talk about why I'm pointing that out now when we get down the road. All right, ladder match for the TNA World Tag Team Championships. We have the System, who are your current champions. We have the Broken Hardys, and then we have the Righteous. I'm going to go with the System to keep the championship belts.
I was thinking the same thing.
That's pretty good. The other two dudes, they'd be fighting somewhere doing some crazy stuff, so that's what we'll get. All right. So now we have a grudge match. We have Moose, the former leader of the System, versus Eddie Edwards, the quote-unquote new leader of the System. The problem is only one person in the System doesn't have a championship, and that's the quote-unquote new leader, Edward Edwards.
I hate the fact that you brought that up.
Thank you, sir. So I'm going to go with Moose. Because Double Edward, he ain't about to win. Not against Moose, even with outside help. Because everybody got beef. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like it's all the System against Moose. Everybody else got beef, too. So it ain't going to be one of them gang up on Moose days.
I'm going Moose, all right. Damn it. Eddie Edwards, you can't be a leader and not win. Like, that doesn't work.
It does for Edward. For Edward Edwards, it does.
Oh,
all right, then we got a match between Eric Young and Ricky Sosa. Eric Young took Ricky Sosa off a month ago because he didn't want to join him and learn under him. He came back last week and was a pivotal part in costing Eric Young his opportunity to be world heavyweight champion. So they're going to have a match at Slammiversary. We are going to get the Elegance Brand, who are the TNA Knockouts World Tag Team Champions, defending against Rosemary and the Undead Alley. I want to go ahead and go through those two, and then we can pick them both. So I'm going to pick Eric Young over Ricky Sosa. Because Sosa's new, he's getting the spotlight, not his first match. It's his first match back, but it's Eric Young. He almost just won the TNA World Heavyweight Champion. So even though he's not getting another shot for at least 3 months, he should beat Ricky Sosa. And then Rosemary and Allie need to finally take those belts off the Elegance Brand because we need a change.
Yeah, I better do something with Rosemary. So go ahead and give her the titles with her group. And that's rock and roll. The Elegance Brand, they'll be all right. They'll be all right without titles for some time. They had them things for almost a whole year by now. I don't know much about Ricky Sosa, so I'm going to go with what I know. I'm going Eric Young.
Yolanda says Moose. 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 Are you ready? Are you ready? She just said Moose, but I just want to add that. Yolanda also said, I don't know Sosa, but I like his entrance music. Yeah, his entrance music is hot. And then she says, Eric Young is still crazy. Yep. I'm going crazy, Eric Young. But I think Ricky Sosa will look good. And that's the whole point of this too. Again, nobody really knows Ricky Sosa unless you've been on the independents and you've been following him. So it's a chance to build him up. So what I think TNA is doing, and I think this is very intelligent, is they're saying we're stuck. We know where we are. We're gonna lose guys. We're gonna lose guys. So let's start building up our own guys to take spots when those guys leave and go to WWE. We'll get some people for WWE because they're gonna fire people that's probably a higher quality than some of the people they're gonna take. So that way you can replenish your roster with guys who have the experience of being in WWE, but again, let go, because we know they're gonna let go some more people before the end of the year. WWE's just WWE. Since they've changed ownership, they really be tripping. So it's gonna be another mass firing coming before the end of the year, I expect. But TNA's, let's build and then bring in some guys and incorporate them. That's the way you survive when you know you're getting pecked. Paused by WWE. All right, so we got a couple of matches left here. We've got the TNA Knockouts World Championship match. That's what they call the Women's Championship. The former friends, Lei Ying Li and Zaya Brookside, one-on-one. I'm going with Lei in that match. Zaya's the friend is going to get what's coming to her. She's going to get it because she asked for it.
No, so very disrespectful. Very disrespectful. Let's go, Lei Ying Li. Let's go.
And then in the main event, the TNA World Champion, Mike Santana, is going to face Nick Nemeth. This was a Call Your Shot Gauntlet winner match.
Yeah, because we had two winners. We had Frank Kazarian and we had him.
Mm-hmm. So Nemeth decided that he wasn't going to do any shaky or shady business. So he came out after Mike Santana beat Eric Young, told him face to face.
I'll face you at Slammiversary.
Excuse me, y'all. It's been a long day already. But he said, Slammiversary? It'll be me and you. So you got in that one? I'm going to go with Mike Santana.
I'm going Mike, too.
Your nickname is already at what I believe is going to be his only match. Now, a couple of possible pre-show matches. We got AJ Francis versus Elijah. Let's say AJ Francis got to win at some point. And then Mustafa Ali has an open challenge for the International Championship. So, essentially, every championship in TNA is going to be on the line at Slammiversary. Every championship. Who you got, AJ or Elijah, sir?
I'm sorry. I need you to repeat that last line that you said one more time.
Sure.
Just repeat it one more time. Because I want people to put a pin on what Koo just said. Later on, you'll catch my drift.
At TNA Sacrifice. Excuse me, not Sacrifice. At TNA Slammiversary. Every TNA championship is going to be defended on the show or the pre-show. Everyone. They only have one episodic show a week. But they still found a way to get every championship on their pay-per-view. Make sure you pay attention to that, good people. Commercial break.
AJ, you need to win. But if Elijah wins, I don't care. And Mustafa, it's 50-50 because you don't want to do an open challenge. We know how open challenges go.
Yeah, I don't even want to pick that because we don't, no idea who it's going to be. He'll probably win it, though, because it'll probably be a curated challenger. That's how he'd be getting down.
That's two major events for the weekend. Take a break, come back. We got two more to preview.
Let's go.
Whether it's the men's college game,
the way that this season has been going, anything is possible.
The women's college game.
And how passionate Angel Reese was at that press conference. They got their mojo now.
The WNBA.
AJ Wilson, Brianna Stewart, 1-2, followed by Brittany Griner, Aaliyah Boston, Jackie Young.
Or the NBA.
The Lakers had a 0.8 chance of winning.
And then what happened in the fourth quarter?
LeBron James by himself outdid the Clippers.
You will get any and all of the information right at your fingertips or your earlobes. Join the Playmaker as he breaks down all things basketball in Shooting Lights Out on the Playmakers blog, network, YouTube channel, and where you can find podcasts. Rams fans all around the world.
It's a beautiful thing to be a Rams fan right now. Stafford's back. We're going to see about Cup. And running back Kerryon Williams. To return.
Lend me your ears, or should I say lend Playmaker your ears, as he breaks down week by week everything in the Los Angeles Rams canon.
Number 99, Aaron Donald. Can't wait for 2029 to come to know that you are going in the Hall of Fame, and it should be first ballot, no questions asked.
Join the Playmaker as he breaks down everything Los Angeles Rams style in Ramily Talk on the Playmakers Blog Network YouTube channel and where you can find podcasts. Hey, Eagles fan, join my man Cool McCain and a host of others as they break down every single game, every single week in an objective manner and also from a fan's perspective as well. Remember, this cast feels just like you. Nobody likes you. And you don't care. Fly, Eagles, fly. Eagles Elite Podcast. Every Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern on YouTube and other podcast outlets.
I want to say, same plug, Eagles Elite will be back this week.
Ooh.
I want to let everybody know this week.
Early return.
Return of Eagles Elite.
All right, we went through. Definitely early return. I still got 2 months to go. Actually, no, I'll tell you about a month and
this
a half.
This is late for us.
Month and a half.
This is late for us. We know I'll be back by now. Yeah. Which side we swing it different this year?
So we got you to the Great American Bash on Sunday, 7 p.m. We got you through TNA Summerversary, 4 p.m. on Sunday. Now, All Elite Wrestling, Mr. McCain. What do they have going on this weekend?
So this is a Sunday pay-per-view as well. Let's see, 8 p.m. Eastern as well. You have Forbidden Door, AEW, New Japan, and they have done some stuff with CMLL and Stardom as part of this as well. So we're going to start again. If I remember correctly, I believe the majority of AEW championships. Now, in all fairness, AEW got more championships than everybody else that they put together. So they may not defend all of them, but a good amount of their championships are going to be defended. So we're going to start with the buy-in. And that is actually only one match. The AEW Women's World Tag Team Championship match. We got Divine Domination against Thunder Rosa and Olympia.
I feel like some Greek mythology match up here.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Divine Domination because Megan Bain is one half of Divine Domination. The Megasus.
I'm gonna say I love the name Olympia, but I'm going with the Dominic. When you have the name Dominic, I got to go with that. I'm
sorry. Yeah, when you got Dominion in your name, I gotta go with you. I can kind of get with that. All right, So we have the women's Owen Hart finals. We have Playmakers Girl, who's returned with better music. Thank you. The CEO, Mercedes Moné. And I gotta say this before we go any further. I thought I was tripping week one, so I had to watch again. The cakeage on Mercedes Moné has taken her to cupcake level. There's been an increase in cakeage. And I want to acknowledge that because I gave her a hard time for a long time about the lack of cakeage. So now we at least have some cupcakes from Mercedes Moné, which I think adds to the overall aesthetic and appeal for me, Mercedes Moné. She's going to be fighting Maya Wuerl. Maya Wuerl is an injury replacement for, what's her name? It's always somebody's name. I forget, y'all. It's right on the tip of my tongue. Our dancing happy girl that got hurt. That was the TBS champion. Her. Any other time her name, but I can't remember right now.
Last person I remember was the TBS champion was Will Nightingale.
That's what I'm talking about, yes. Will Nightingale. Yes. She took her spot, and she won two matches, and now she is in the finals. Her brother passed away. A lot of people told her she shouldn't do the tournament, but she was like, I'm doing it. And she did. She's all the way at the finals, so she's close to a shot. And if she wins it, she gets a shot at the...
I got
the AEW Women's Championship. But...
We got the sympathy story in this match.
She's not going to win because she's not Mercedes Moné. Monet's star power is the reason that she's came back. She's in this match, and she's going to win this whole tournament. A second year in a row. Mercedes Moné. Do you agree, Mr. Playmaker?
You know what? I've given Mercedes Moné a hard time. I'm done giving you a hard time. Even though I don't like the sympathy factor that's in this match.
She got two more paychecks than she would have gotten, so it's all good.
But I'm going with Mercedes Moné.
All right, then we have the IWGP Global Heavyweight Championship that's going to be defended at Forbidden Door. Shua Umino is the champion from New Japan Pro Wrestling, and he'll be fighting Pac. I feel like that New Japan is not going to let another championship get away. So I feel like they're going to win this match. And I think Pac loses.
I agree.
All right. Then we have a three-way tag match between Unbound Company, the Young Bucks, and L Sky Team.
This is just a regular tag team, man. There's no titles on the line. So this would make it even interesting.
Correct. I think L Sky Team is CMLL. I think they'll win.
I'm going to say, whew. Yeah, I'm gonna go with this guy team.
Because I feel like somebody got to win from all the different, you know, other places, so they ain't gonna keep doing it.
That's not easy to pick.
It's not. All right, AEW Continental Championship, another AEW Championship. They got a lot of them, but they putting them on the show. John Moxley against Bandido.
How long has Moxley had that title?
He's had it a minute, but he ain't come close really to losing it.
I'm going Moxley.
I'm going to go Moxley too, but I think this is a tight match, and this is like a sort of a wake-up call to get back a little more hungry for Mr. Moxley. Then another set AEW championships, the AEW World Tag Team Champions. You have Cage and Cope, your new champions, Edge and Christian, versus the Dogs.
Cage and Cope, I'm sorry. They just got the titles. They got to get a good runner with it. That's just the AEW way.
Yeah, they want to lose their first match. I 100% agree with that. All right. Then we have the AEW Women's World Champion, Thekla, putting her title on the line against Starlight Kid from Stardom. To give a little backstory.
Okay.
Thekla got fired from Stardom before she came to AEW. So she hates Stardom. She hates everything about Stardom, and she hates everybody from Stardom.
So I'm going to let you say your pick.
The hate-filled Thekla should dominate this match and win because hate. That's Thekla. But keep in mind, another world championship match. So that's good that we have a lot of championship matches. All right. So we're both going Thekla because he's coming with me.
Pause. Here we go.
Triple main event.
You want me to take this one, this next one? Because I know how you feel about both of these guys.
No. I need this one.
Okay.
So, in the first of the three main event matches, we have the Owen Hart Foundation finals on the men's side. On one hand, you get my guy, Swerve Strickland, the most dangerous. The man who told Will Ospreay, you done changed. You hanging out with the Death Riders after we spent a year beating them down. After they tried to end your career. Ospreay tried to come with the all. When they hurt me, you wasn't there. I was hurt myself in the back. Swerve was in the back, hurt herself with you. You know what I'm saying? But, all that aside. Versus his tight partner, homeboy. The reinvigorated. Feeling better than he has in a long time. Thanks to his buddies, the Death Riders, helping train him. Will Ospreay. This right here is going to be a good match. And my Cole's got to pick this first. The most dangerous versus one of the most talented wrestlers to live. It's tough. It's a tough pick.
You got a guy that came back and he's calling himself most dangerous. And then you got who came back who was with a group that is vicious and dangerous they damn self. Let's go Swerve.
I gotta go Swerve. Somehow I feel like my guy gonna get it done. I gotta go Swerve. I will say, I've been thinking about that match since last week. So even though my pick came fast, I want y'all to understand it wasn't like, you know what I'm saying, 5 minutes and I picked it. Like, I really, really had to think about this. But I am going with Swerve Strickland. All right. Now, we got two guys who have fought before, but never in AEW. The guy who still calls himself the best bout machine. And this is the second of our three-man events. AEW's own Kenny Omega versus New Japan Pro Wrestling's, he believes, premier technician, Jack Sabre Jr. This is a bragging rights match, good people. Whoever wins this match can call themselves the best technical record wrestler in the world and can say how they manhandled the other guy. That's important.
Hmm.
What do you think, sir?
By the match type and what you laid out on the line, not talking promotions, just the match type you laid on the line, Saban Jr. could be the logical choice. But we know how wrestling promotions work. So I'm going Kenny Omega.
I'm taking Zack Sabre Jr. on this one. And I'll even give y'all my reasoning. Kenny Omega doesn't mind putting guys over at this point because he got a diverticulitis. So he doesn't wrestle as much. I think it's a big bout. It's a chance to start handing things off because his career is going to be cut short because of, you know, the first thing, because of the diverticulitis. And I think it's a good match to put a guy over that you know he's nice, and he can get a stamp from you, and you can stamp yourself as a good guy. All right. Main event time. Your main event. This is an interesting one. It's not a championship on the line, but I'm going to go ahead and get a stipulation before we get into the match.
It's a whole bunch of people, though.
Team MGF. You got Team Conglomeration or Mark Briscoe. So, if Mark Briscoe's team beats MJF's team, Mark Briscoe gets a shot at the World Heavyweight Championship. If they don't win, he doesn't. So his team is two haters of the Don Callis family, Tenosuke Takeshita and Darby Allin, as well as his fellow members of the conglomeration, Roderick Strong, Orange Cassidy, and
is that Kyle O'Reilly?
Yeah, Kyle O'Reilly. I got so many brain farts today, y'all. Kyle O'Reilly. Now, over on MJF side, he got members of the Don Callis family.
Yeah, it's basically MJF and the Don Callis family.
The ones that you see the most, Andrade, who didn't want to do it. Yeah, basically the people you know from him. And of course, the new turncoat. The other reason that Darby Allin is in there, Leon Slater's on the team as well. But it's basically all the guys that you see from the Don Callis family. They have a lot of matches that are difficult to pick. I feel like I'm going to be wrong in this one, but I'm going to pick the conglomeration team.
I'm going to pick the conglomeration too, because MJF doesn't have a future challenger as we know of right now.
Right.
Not saying that Mark Briscoe is going to beat him, but he'll be the next challenger, and MJF will get rid of him quick.
So yeah, there you have Forbidden Door. I would have liked to have like the Swerve Strickland Ospreay match, you know, and Mercedes and Maya World really be the only two matches that were just AEW. That didn't happen. There's a lot of matches, tag team match, the Continental Championship. It's a lot of matches that didn't include someone from another promotion. And I think when you do that more than once or twice, you kind of kill the whole Forbidden Door thing. But I'm also a believer that the Owen Hart tournament should be like King of the Ring, and it should actually be its own pay-per-view or its own Thursday event or whatever. Actually, it should probably be its own pay-per-view because you got the men and women. You know how AEW like to have 40 matches anyway. But I feel like that should be the Owen Hart tournament. And it's not because AEW just didn't want to do that. I think you got to make Forbidden Door Forbidden Door, or you got to have matches between other promotions. Like, if you're going to do it like that, you got to have it where you have matches that don't include AEW people, but include people from other two promotions, which doesn't make sense. But if you follow me, you feel where I'm coming from.
No, I know exactly where you're coming from. The title, the name of the event is called Forbidden Door.
Right. You got a lot of matches that ain't no Forbidden Door. And if it was WWE, I'm gonna go ahead and throw it out there. They would have been on SmackDown or Raw before the pay per view. So Yolanda asked, "Did Francis lose weight?" I do feel like AJ Francis has been working out and dropped a few pounds, just taking it more seriously. Yolanda also said she wanted Mike Santana to retain. And Yolanda, shout out for getting this chat and talking to us. We appreciate that. And Yolanda says, "Too bad Night of Champions don't have their titles on the line." I know that's right. Because they do not have their titles on the line. At Night of Champions. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. Yolanda says, speaking of tag team titles, WWE never put any of their tag titles on the line on any of their POE events. Shaking my head. Ooh. Yolanda might be Playmaker's sister, but me and her sharing a mind right now. One of my gripes. Not the only one, but one of them. And also says, I think Ospreay may win, but I'm always going to want Swerve to win every time. Big pressure. Big pressure. She also picks Kenny Omega. Then she says she feels like because of the stipulations, Mark Briscoe's team is going to win. She says, and because Don's family not getting along, it's a lot of jealousy, like he's their daddy and they want his attention. Laugh out loud. They really are positioned it that way, Yolanda. I'm glad somebody else see that too. So, y'all, we're going to take another quick commercial break. You know, give y'all a chance to go to the bathroom if you need to, grab some drink. We're going to come back and we're going to get into it. WWE, Night of Champions, when a whole bunch of championships are not being defended at Night of Champions. That's what we're going to be talking about. On the other side of this break. Let's go.
Join Ryan McCarthy.
I became a Jets fan because Kermit the Frog was my favorite Muppet because he was green. And the Jets wore green. That's how I became a Jets fan.
And Dustin Henry.
ESPN is cashing all in on let's pay a few personalities and we'll just kind of fill in the gaps.
As they walk you through all of the world of sports from their perspective.
The Albany Empire, it's a literal circus.
No credentials required. Where, Ryan... say the tag
where you don't need a press pass to talk sports
live every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central on YouTube and where you can find podcasts. Join the transporter to Hades.
Your butt and gut becomes one.
Join the reformer of hooker whores.
This is my daughter, Placenta Booty Johnson.
Join the bronze car.
Whenever you are in distress, take off your baseball cap and throw it in the air.
Join your very own superhero of broadcasting, Chris Bass.
So whatever color of crayon they get, they palm it and do two circles, and that translates to, I can beat the black people.
As he takes you through the week's paces in Baseline. Live every Saturday at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central, 5... No, Pacific Time Zone people, just stay asleep when this is on live and just catch the recording. Oh, I'm sorry. Exclusively on the Chris Bass YouTube channel.
Shout out to your homie Chris Bass slid onto the upper room. Had to throw it in every once in a while, man, because be missing the homie.
All right. For those of you who don't know, as we get ready to talk about Night of Champions, Monster Wrestling has an affiliate partnership with WWE Shop. So currently, you can save 25% off your order using the promo code Superstar. That is SUPERSTAR. And say 25% off your order with WWE Shot. All you got to do is use our link that is in the chat for the promo code 25% off. Night of Champions. I want y'all to hear the title of this event. Night of Champions, which takes place Saturday, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, because that is in Saudi Arabia. Now, before I get into this card, Mr. McCain, would you like to hear anything that happened on Raw?
I haven't watched it yet. I haven't had a chance to tune in at all.
We'll save it for next week.
But I mean, it's going to be really irrelevant next week because it's all leading up to Night of Champions. So if there's anything that ties directly in, feel free to throw it out there.
No, there's some things that happen that doesn't tie into Night of Champions. So save it for next week. Give you the time to watch and enjoy what took place on Raw. All right. By the way, the first hour of Night of Champions will be on the ESPN channel. So this might be a gripe that you didn't have on your thought process, Mr. McCain. But guess what? That first hour is going to feature both of the finals of the King and Queen of the Ring.
What's that, sir?
On the women's side, and here was my question in that. Io Sky is in the finals and she'll be taking on Liv Morgan. Something about this, McCain, doesn't sit right with me. Can you help me out here? Something about this just doesn't sit right with me.
Paul. Hot garbage. This booking has been, especially for the women's Queen of the Ring, has been doo-doo butter besides Io Sky. You got Raquel. Why is Raquel? Is Liv Morgan in there? And the way you're going to get to Liv Morgan getting there is Jade Cargill and her crew decide to jump Charlotte before the match. Not at the beginning of the night when she got there. Not after the match, but before the match with Liv Morgan, to give Liv Morgan basically, I mean, they made you believe Charlotte had a chance, but you knew she really never did. So now Liv Morgan has an opportunity to get both championships. Now, I mean,
say that last part again.
So stupid, because you got to ask yourself, does Liv Morgan look like somebody that she... Say what?
I need you to say that last part again, because I don't people understand.
Liv Morgan has a chance to be dual champion. The first one since Becky Lynch when she won at WrestleMania. Why is she so? First of all, why was she even? Asked weeks ago. Never been in the tournament. You already a champion. Second of all, how world is she the other person that made it to the finals? All the people on that side that could have made it to the finals, it had to be Liv Morgan. You have nothing to do with her, so you're going to put in there. Right? Then she's going to go up against Rhea Ripley if she wins. I hope Io Sky wins because I want to see friend versus friend. That would be an interesting match. But I do believe that Io wins, she's going to go after Liv again.
And that's the other problem. So if Io does win, this she gets to choose between
Queen of the Ring itself, doodle butter.
So if King Io of the Ring, wins,
I love Queen of the Ring,
We'll get to the king part. But if Io wins, she get to pick her best friend in Rhea Ripley and Charlotte for the WWE Women's Championship. Or she gets to go against Liv Morgan, who she beat to become Queen of the Ring. And then we're going to run it back at SummerSlam, in which, and most likely, me nor Kuma can't going to believe Io's going to win again. So, WWE, you put yourself in a no-win situation with the Queen of the Ring, regardless. How smart was that? At least if you'd have put Raquel in the separate bracket from EO, you could have made it interesting by, like, if Raquel Rodriguez wins, she does have beef with Rhea. But at the same time, she's probably getting a little tired of hearing Leo Morgan's mouth right about now. So it's an interesting dynamic. But you took it away. Why you took it away? Because you had Io Sky and Raquel meeting in the semifinals.
Yeah.
And by the way, there was no Liv Morgan to help Raquel, by the way.
Raquel should have won.
There was no Liv Morgan to help Raquel, by the way, just to let y'all know. Like, Io Sky won that match clean as the cleanest way you can win a match. That's how Io beat Raquel, which should have never happened. I'm not saying that Io should not have won, but how you in a faction and nobody helps? I could say we're having a rotter day, but I'm going to say that for next week.
Now, this leads to some jealousy because Liv is in both things. I could like that. But if it doesn't end with some jealousy and some breaking away, I ain't going to be happy.
From the queen to the king.
That's just me.
On one side, we have main event Jey Uso. And then on the other side, we have the ruler.
And I'm picking Io to win because I don't want Liv Morgan to win.
At this point, I don't even care because either way, it's going to end bad. Either way, there's no winning situation at this one when it comes to the queen going to win. There's no winning situation. And that's unfortunate because Io should win. Jey Uso versus the ruler, Oba Femi. I'm going Jey Uso because I think this is an opportunity for somebody to return and get SummerSlam off and rolling.
So you're picking the same way as me, basically. This is when we're gonna see Brock Lesnar return.
Yeah, I'm thinking the Beast returns and we get the ball rolling towards SummerSlam. But let me throw this idea at
you. And we get Jey Uso versus Cody Rhodes.
But let me throw this idea at you, sir. What if Brock doesn't get involved in this match? What happens then?
There's no way Brock doesn't get involved in this match. This is a chance to cost Oba something. Remember, Oba said, I thought you would be here last week. That wasn't the main chance to cause you something. This is a chance to cost him something that's important to him. This is when Brock has to show up. We have to have match three at SummerSlam. We have to.
Okay. All right. There you go. We both going Jey Uso, which will be Cody Rhodes and Jey Uso at SummerSlam.
I think Jey wins that match. By hook.
I think he, I think he doesn't, by the way, but I have my reasons why. I'm going to save it for next week. Okay. This one came out of the blue to me because I didn't probably because Fridays is not Fridays usually be used for something else. But Tiffany Stratton is going to Night of Champions to defend her United States title against Jade Cargill. How do we get here?
Throw in a match. Jay went up to her and said, I want to fight. She was like, all right. They talked a little smack, made the match. Nothing sexy, nothing excited about it.
Tiffany Stratton retains Kobe Sutton on Charlotte Flair and Jade Cargill for SummerSlam.
Charlotte Flair versus Jade Cargill for the United States Championship is even better, though. I'm going Jade Cargill.
If they're doing that, they must be trying to make sure that U.S. title gets some shine for once.
What do you mean? It's the only mid-tier championship on the women's side that made Night of Champions. When there is an Intercontinental Champion on the women's and men's side that are not on the card. Let's talk about it. WWE is clucking up very badly. Two matches in an hour is a freaking joke. And honestly, for most people that watch wrestling, I know, right? Saying some of the people in some of the groups that seem to be a little bit more on the fanatical side, most people don't want to sit and watch a match for 30 minutes. That's what you're averaging. You know why you're averaging 30 minutes? Because you have 3 hours and you're doing three matches. You know why we have more fake finishes than AEW now in WWE? Because you have 30-minute matches. You don't need 30-minute matches. Now, this is better than a three-hour pay-per-view with four matches or a premium live event with four matches for sure. But we need to add about three more so we can try to get these matches down to 20 minutes or under. But we are at least moving slowly but surely in the right direction. So, I say all that to say, piss on you for doing Night of Champions and having and not having three more championship matches. So let's do some math here. Women's World Tag Team Champions, Raw Tag Team Champions on the men's side, SmackDown Championships on the men's side, Men's Intercontinental Champion.
Actually, nope, take that back because the United States title is on this card.
I didn't say United States.
And the WWE Undisputed Championship is on this card.
So what does that have to do with what I'm saying?
So the only title from SmackDown, actually all three except for the SmackDown tag team
again,
titles.
As I was saying, Raw Tag Team Championships, Women's Tag Team Championships, Raw Tag Team Championships, If I said that twice, one just one of them is SmackDown. Men's Intercontinental Championship, Women's Intercontinental Championship, Five championships not defended on Night of Champions. Hey, Paul, change the name. If you're not going to do what the theme is, change the name. This is like having TLE and not having a TLE match. If you're not going to follow the theme, change the name of the pay-per-view.
And why is all of a sudden it's based in Saudi Arabia all of a sudden?
You know why? Because Saudi Arabia put down that money to help pay off that debt that the company made WWE assume because they bought them.
So they get it. They had Crown Jewel. Now they get to have Night of Champions?
Yeah, because they pay more money. You have to remember, TKO doesn't give a flying flip about anything but money.
Oh, I know. Trust me, I know.
That's why we got 30-minute matches. There were 45 minutes before.
And a match that shouldn't even be on Night of Champions. Could it be on? So you could have saved
this. This could be the main event of Raw or SmackDown.
You could have saved this. You could have saved this for Raw. Could have saved this for SmackDown. You could have saved it for Backlash. You can save it. Seth Rollins groundbreaking in a steel cage match.
These two dudes fight every week. They get a spot over champions
on a show called Night of Champions.
Change the name.
This is no disrespect to Seth Rollins or Braun Breaker. We're just saying this is called Night of Champions.
Y'all could have had this. Five championships, not being five sets of championships, three tag championships, and both intercontinental championships not being defended on the PLE. Oh, but they're being defended on Raw and SmackDown for the tag team champions. And then we'll even go back to WrestleMania. When is the last time the SmackDown Tag Team Championship have been on PLE? Somebody please tell me, because I don't even remember it's been so long.
I can't even answer that. I don't even know.
If ever. Since they into being.
The thing between Seth Rollins and Braun Breaker could have been saved for SummerSlam.
Thing between Seth Rollins and Braun Breaker should have been over 2 months ago.
That too, but if you was going to get to this point, you could have saved that for SummerSlam. You got two nights.
Or like, you know, if you're going to just do it, whatever you want, just change this to like Extreme. Well, it can't be Extreme Rules because you can't have blood in Saudi Arabia. This should be bragging rights and you just have people fight for both shows or something. You don't care about it being a real pay-per-view, PLE by name, so just do something else with it.
By the way, that's the only match that doesn't have anything of value.
You know what? You should name it Starcade. It's WWE Starcade Saudi Arabia. That's what you should have did. This is not Night of the Champions. It's Starcade. You want your stars on there. You don't care about championships. But you want us to care about them. You want us to pay $400 or $500 for the championships. And you don't even want to defend them, but a few of them on every show. Freak you, especially one called Night of Champions. Just thought Starcade for now. Retire Night of Champions because you don't have such a thing anymore.
Now let's get back to a championship. United States Championship match, Trick Wayne versus Ricky Saints.
He gonna whoop that Trick.
I was gonna say, well, move on. Because, seriously. Ricky Saints.
Ricardo, seriously. Ricardo.
If you're standing across from Trick Williams, you whoop that Trick season. And then that leads us to the interesting undisputed WWE Championship match, where it's Cody Rhodes defending against Gunther and Sami Zayn. All because Sami Zayn did not want a finish in the SmackDown match. And he made sure of it.
Cody's going to win. Easy to find, hard to beat. Until he get yeeted on.
Well, you gave us 6 matches. Half of them is for championships. 2 of them is for a shot at a championship. And one is just a rapper that's supposedly hit his final stage.
You notice there's another championship that isn't defended on there? I was saving that one for you.
Oh, you're talking about... Oh, I knew that one was going to be defended because...
I'm just saying. It's not a championship.
Goddamn. TKO fought on this one. Everything else, Paul. This one, TKO. Why? Because TKO felt some type of way about Roman Reigns and what he's getting paid. And they pretty much took him off almost the entire count of June, but they made an exception. That's why they went to Baltimore last week before they went back overseas this week.
I don't think Roman Reigns would have been overseas either way. Roman Reigns don't do all that. So you have your World Heavyweight Championship not being defended as well. One of your top two belts in the men's division. You basically, this, you know, if we're going to go down like this, we might as well just go back to SmackDown pay-per-views and Raw pay-per-view PLEs. So this is basically SmackDown. This is SmackDown PLE.
Let's see, you have one.
You got Oba and Jay, but I mean, you take them out.
No, you got three Raw matches, pretty much. It's half Raw, half SmackDown.
But the championship matches We're talking about Night of Champions. Championship matches. They're who, sir?
Championship matches belong to SmackDown. Both United States title and the Undisputed title.
And what's the name of this pay-per-view?
Night of Champions.
Right. So you put three trash Raw matches on. I mean, respectfully, trash matches. In terms of none of them having championships. Now, you have the two number one contenders match, quote-unquote matches. But they could have been on Raw or SmackDown. And you could have had championships defended on Night of Champions. But whatever. So before we finish up, sir, we got a couple of comments here. We're going to run through these. Night of a few champions, they should call it. Night of, they should name it Night of Some Champions. They put some in big letters. So here's your link.
How about put a Night of Saudi? How about that?
Starcade, Saudi Arabia. Yolanda says EO better win. El Juggalo says whoop whoop. Yolanda says Liv should never been in the tournament.
I've been on that since they brought that freaking bracket out.
Yeah, you have. It also says sorry, Jay, but Oba 100%. She also says, oh, didn't think about that. She says, what y'all think about how Charlie did Jade with her wig?
That was wrong.
That was crazy. Only Charlotte gets away with stuff like that. And then Yolanda says, every match should be a championship match. That's my beef, Yolanda.
That's what they did when they first brought it. That's why it was called Night of Champions.
They stole it from WCW, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
And WCW did it. It was always all the champions.
When Vince McMahon brought it up, he kept the same concept. Did every title make it the card? No, but every match.
All the matches was a title. Yes, it was either title match or number one contenders match. And I can live with the number one contenders match. I can live with that.
Between TKO. No, ain't between. It's TKO. Because I'm starting to think that Triple H only can do so much at this point.
I'm going to disagree with that. Because I believe that the matches themselves are Paul. Now, the price of tickets, promotion, certain people having to kind of be on the card, maybe a tad bit of that is TKO wanting certain people to be there for, people that they think are going to make people buy tickets. But in Saudi Arabia, it's never a problem anyway. They always sell out. Because they'll buy the tickets if they don't sell out. They don't care. They got money. I think a lot of this is Paul. And I think Paul has to do better. That's my personal opinion. I could be wrong. I could be hating, but that's what I think.
Yeah, he's going to have a battle with Paul. I'm going to have a battle with TKO, but guess what? The heads in charge of WWE going to get it for the Monarchs regardless.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go. Four events, and we covered all four of them.
I do want to say, piss on you, Paul. One more time. Night of Champions, sir. Night of Champions means champions fighting. You know, you could even been lazy and did an Intercontinental Champion match and threw Seth Rollins and Bron Breakker in there with or something like that. You could even be that lazy. But you just said piss on Raw Championships. Piss on high, piss on all of them. Great job, Paul. Great job. And I mean, as sarcastically as possible, humanly possible. Last thing I just want to say, man, Easley is back Wednesday. Y'all be ready. And that's all I got to say, man. This is so Paul. And remember, it's never where you start, it's always where you finish. Got a friend kind of distant, acting a little different from how they normally do. Make sure you reach out to him and check. Anything else, Playmaker?
I hope y'all put up on good week of shows this week, because next week we ain't even touched the surface of the level of vitriol that's in the both of us.
The only thing I really enjoyed from last week was Jacob Fatu diving on old boy from the movies twice. That's the only part I really enjoyed.
Y'all better have a good showing this weekend. Four events! Four! Don't let us come back here next weekend. There was not good events.
Yeah, because we got to review all four of those events next week. So let's have something good to talk about. Look out for your boys. You won't, but we're still going to ask. That being said, another week, another show complete. We'll holler at y'all. Tap in with us next week. Bring about three friends with you. We'll holler.